In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The gospel of today, my beloved, is from chapter 7 of the gospel of St. Luke. And in this part, our Lord Jesus Christ, or it was about one of the miracles and wonders done by our Lord Jesus Christ when he raised up this young man who was dead. Actually, it is one of the great miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ, or done by our Lord Jesus Christ. But I would like to speak to you in general about the wonders and the miracles and signs done by our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, we can count some of the miracles when our Lord Jesus Christ gave sight, for example, to the man who was born blind, or when he healed that man who was, or who had an infirmity for 38 years at the pool of Beit Hasda. But actually, our Lord Jesus Christ did very, very, very huge number of miracles and wonders, which are uncountable. We can't count them. We cannot count the miracles and the wonders done by our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was written that he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of diseases and all kinds of sickness among the people. So he was preaching the gospel of kingdom, and also he was healing all kinds. Those who are demon possessed, those who are paralytics, those who are lepers, those who are epileptics, any kinds of disease, any kind of infirmity, all kinds of disease and all kinds of sickness. Actually, this was mentioned in more than one part, one side of the Gospels. For example, the Gospel of Matthew, only we shall read this statement or some statement resemble it, like it, in chapter 4, chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 15, and chapter 19, only in the Gospel of St. Matthew, that our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching the kingdom of God and was healing all kinds of disease and all kinds of sickness, even raising up the dead, whether these patients are epileptics, are paralytic, are lepers, or demon possessed, whatever. That's why when St. John the Baptist, while he was in the prison, sent two of his disciples, when he heard about our Lord Jesus Christ and heard about his works, he sent two of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the coming one, or we need to wait for another?" أنت الآتي أم ننتظر آخر. Then our Lord Jesus Christ took these two disciples and said to them, "Come and then go and tell John what you see and what you hear." What? The blind see. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear. And even the dead are raised. So, all kinds, the lame, the blind, the paralytic, even the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ did so many miracles which are uncountable. No one can count them. But my second point is that why and what is the target, what is the aim of these miracles and wonders our Lord Jesus Christ did among the people? Why he did these miracles? To cure the sick and to cast out demons from those who are or who were demon possessed. Actually, the first cause is that our Lord Jesus Christ did these wonders and the miracles out of love, out of compassion. He had compassion upon his people. And this compassion, or this word compassion, was mentioned so many times in the gospel. For example, it was said, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered as sheep having no shepherd. So he was moved with compassion. The first reason, the first cause that our Lord Jesus Christ did these miracles and cured the people is love and compassion. He is full of love. He is the lover of mankind. He is a philanthropic one. He was full of compassion, or he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion for these people. Why? Because they were weary and scattered as sheep having no shepherd. And in another side, it was that he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. So healing the sick and casting out demons, healing the lepers or cleansing the lepers, healing the paralytic, it was out of love. It was out of compassion. His heart was full of love and full of compassion for those people who were sick. I can remind you with two blind men in the city of Jericho. When our Lord Jesus Christ was passing on the roads, these two blind men heard about our Lord Jesus Christ and they started to cry, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." And the people tried to make them calm, but they started to cry more and more. What happened? What happened is that it was mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20. Then Jesus had compassion and stretched his hands and touched their eyes. So the first cause, the main cause, is that our Lord Jesus Christ had compassion and had love. And out of compassion and out of love, he started to heal these sick people. And these two blind men who were crying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David, our Lord Jesus Christ had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received the sight and they followed him. Not only that, we read also in the first chapter of St. Mark about the one or the man who was lepers. A leper man. Ragil Abras. And this leper man came to our Lord Jesus Christ and said to him, imploring him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In aratta taqdir an tutahhirni. If you are willing, what happened in this? That our Lord Jesus Christ moved with compassion, stretched out his hands and touched him, and he was cleansed. So, my beloved, the first cause and the first reason for our Lord Jesus Christ to do these miracles and wonders among the people is compassion and love. And concerning this miracle in which our Lord Jesus Christ gave life to this young man who was dead, what was written? It was written that a large crowd from the city was with her, this widow woman who lost her only son. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, don't weep. So out of compassion, he was not doing a show. He was not only showing his power and authority to the people, but it is out of love and out of compassion. And it was written in the gospel of today concerning the miracle mentioned in this gospel that our Lord Jesus Christ had compassion on this woman and said to her, do not weep. And it is amazing, my beloved, to compare between this statement said by our Lord Jesus Christ to the woman, do not weep, and another situation in which he himself wept on the tomb of Lazarus while he was going to raise Lazarus from his tomb. It was said that Jesus wept. It is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his compassion in a way that the Jews themselves started to say, see how he loved him. So it was out of love, out of compassion. This is the first point. The second point is that concerning the miracles and the wonders done by our Lord Jesus Christ is to lead the multitude and the people, to lead them to believe in him and to repent, that they may be forgiven, their sins may be forgiven them. It was the first one out of love and out of compassion. The second reason is to lead these people to believe in him and to lead them to the life of repentance. That's why I can remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ, after doing so many wonders and miracles, and by the way, most of the wonders and the miracles done by our Lord Jesus Christ were in the area of Galilee. So our Lord Jesus Christ started to rebuke these cities of Galilee. Why? Because he did so many miracles and wonders among them, but they did not repent. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, It was said in starting from verse 20, then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done. Why? Why to rebuke them? Because they did not repent. So, the first cause is out of love and compassion. The second cause is to lead the people to repent. And he said to them, woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, لو كان صنعت في بيت في سور وصيدا القوات اللي اتعملت فيكم, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. So the second cause, the second reason, is to lead the people to life of repentance and to believe in him. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ praised the face of the Canaanite woman, of the Gentile woman, and he said to her, Oh woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Now, the last point which I would like to speak about to you concerning the miracles done by our Lord Jesus Christ is that actually doing visible miracles, doing visible miracles, and all the people to see these miracles done before them and they see them, actually it was that our Lord Jesus Christ want to send message to every one of us that there is an invisible action, mystical action is to be done in every one of you. Through these visible miracles, he would like to say that there are invisible mighty works shall be done in you. How? Because when he came and to cast out demons, what is the significance of casting out demons from 1, 2, or 3, or 10, or even 100? Was demon possessed? Actually, the most important point and the significant point in that, our Lord Jesus Christ came to put an end to the power and authority of Satan upon human race. Not only to put an end to the power and authority of Satan, the prince of this world, but also to give every one of you power and authority to trample on the serpent and the scorpion and all the power of the enemies. It is a message that Satan is to be crushed under your feet shortly. It was a message not only to cast out demons from a miserable man or a miserable woman. It was good for her to be cured and to take freedom. But it was a declaration to everyone, to all the human race, that not Satan who has the authority, but you have authority and the power to trample on serpent and scorpion and upon all the power of the enemies. This is one point. The second point is that our Lord Jesus Christ gave sight to so many people who were blind. The one man who was born blind Our Lord Jesus Christ gave him sight. And the two blind men from Jericho, he gave them sight. What is the importance of that? What is the significance of making few people to see streets, people, trees, and all the things seen by these naked eyes? What is the significance of that? Actually, it was a symbol that he will give every one of you illumination to your understanding. He will give illumination to your spiritual eyes, that not to be able to see the wall, the desks, the people, and the cars, but to the extent that you may see God himself. So he will give us illumination, to illuminate understanding, to illuminate our thoughts, to illuminate our spiritual eyes, that we may see God himself. And that's why he said, blessed are the pure in heart. Why? Mean يكمل. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. So seeing the desk and the people, it was not the target, but it was a delivered message to all human beings who want to receive, who want to understand, that he will give illumination and will give spiritual eyes to see. To see what? To see the kingdom of heaven, to see God himself. Another point is that, what is the significance of giving life to a dead man? However, Lazarus and this young man of Nain and the daughter of Jairus, what is the significance of that? Because few days or few months or few years after, they died again. What's the significance? And not all those who were dead, our Lord Jesus Christ raised them up. No. And even those who were raised up, they died again. So what is the significance of that? It is a message for me. It's a message for you. That our Lord Jesus Christ came to grant us life. He came to raise up from the death of sin and iniquities, and to give us hope that even if there is a stench, حتى لو الواحد نتن لمغزى في التعبير في الخطية, as Martha said to our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord, there is a stench. By this time there is a stench, for he is 4 days dead, the nothing. But our Lord Jesus Christ raised him up to give hope to all of you and all of us, that all those who are dead in sins and iniquities have hope that our Lord Jesus Christ can raise them up. This is a message which our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give to each one of you, to each one of you. And through these visible miracles, he would like to send a message to something invisible is done inside everyone. And by the end, I would like to remind you that this man, or this young man who is raised up from dead, reminds us that there are three kinds of death. Actually, two kinds of death and two kinds of resurrection. Why I said three at first? The first one is a physical death. And the second one is the first death. And the third one is the second death. What is the physical death? The physical death which we see every now and then. But in our liturgy, we say to our Lord just that there is no death for your servant but a departure. لا يكون موت لعبيدك بل هو إيه؟ انتقال. So I can't consider this physical death as a real death. What about the first death? It is the death of sin and the death of iniquities. The death of sin and the death of iniquities. As our teacher, St. Paul, said, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. أنتم كنتم أموات بالذنوب والخطايا أحياكم مع المسيح. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. This is the first kind of death. It is the death of sin. And the second type of death is the second death. It is throwing in the lake of fire and the brimstone, in the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. From these three kinds of death, I can say to you, the physical death, there is a resurrection in the last days. An hour is coming. An hour will come when all those who are in graves hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. This is a physical death, has a resurrection. And the first death, which is the death of trespasses and sins, has also his resurrection. Blessed and holy those who have part in the first resurrection. First resurrection, القيامة الأولى. Repentance, it is the first resurrection. And that's why, my beloved, we are invited, all of us, for this first resurrection. Not resurrection of the bodies, which will come by the end of the ages, in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I am speaking about the first resurrection, resurrection from the death of sin and trespass. May God grant us. May God grant us this resurrection, or to be blessed and holy, and to take part in the first resurrection. Those who take part, or those who have part in the first resurrection, the second death will have no authority upon them. Glory be to God forever. Amen. все ли доедено.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the God of the Father for all ages, the light of life, true God, begotten, not created, upon us is the Father, and by whom all things are made, who for us men for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified for us, and from this blood, suffered his spirit, and the third day rose from bed, according to the Scriptures, and sent to have his right hand, his Father, and his coming again, his Lord, shall have living dead, and he was shot in the way. Yes, and we in the Holy Spirit, Lord, life giver, who sees in the Father, with the Father, the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who was spoken by the prophets, in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess the baptism and remission of sins, we look for the resurrection.